Welcome to the Wellness Creator Podcast, where we delve into the business side of online wellness, sharing stories, strategies, and inspiration from people like you who are building meaningful income streams on the internet. If you're in the business of helping people to live healthier, happier lives, this podcast is for you. Be sure to subscribe to the show to get notified each time we release a new episode. In this video, we are revealing the perfect length for your yoga videos. We have access to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of videos in our Marvelous platform. We ran a few calculations. We have the average watch time of viewers, and we're going to share that with you today because we do not want you wasting time making videos that are so long, nobody's watching. Right, Jenny?
Yeah.
Let's get into it.
Absolutely. So building an online yoga studio, teaching anything wellness related online requires you to think differently than if you were going to do it in person, right? So when we're in person and we're in community and we're our bodies are close to other people, we have attention spans that can last a little bit longer than when we're looking at a screen.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you're in a place, you're doing an hour long class or a 90 minute sequence or whatever it may be.
Yeah. And community is sort of a part of that. And it's a practice, right? So you just have to think about your students or your clients and their experience and what you're optimizing for them with your online classes. So when someone is practicing at home or on vacation or, you know, by their desk at work, obviously they're going to have less time for that practice mm-hmm. than if they've devoted 2 hours of their day to drive or walk to your studio, right. take a class, and then get back and take a shower, right? Like this is in and out. So for almost everyone in this situation, you should be optimizing and thinking about your client or your student and what their needs are at any given moment.
Yeah. And we have a lot of teachers in the past who have said, but my video needs to be 90 minutes. It has to be 90 minutes. So what do you say to those teachers?
75 minutes. Yeah. Well, you can think that, but we have the data that shows where they drop off in watching those videos. Mm-hmm. So just like with YouTube, where people kind of drop off after this initial couple minutes, the same thing happens within a paid platform as well. People simply don't have 90 minutes to devote to an online wellness class. If they did, chances are, now that we're post-pandemic, they would be going to do that in person. They would not be watching on their screen. So yeah. I really want you to put yourself in your student or your client's shoes and make decisions for them based on what's best for them.
Because they're going to be like, I got to go put dinner in. I got to go change the laundry. I got just a few minutes. I got to go pick up my child. Like there's all these distractions at home. And I believe that is a huge part of why they just don't sit there for 90 minutes.
Right. So just like you wouldn't want to incorporate equipment into your videos that someone might not have in their home. Like if you're modeling certain poses or fitness exercises that require equipment, you also have to make sure that you're preparing people for that and that they're going to have that in their home space or wherever they're practicing or doing the class, because otherwise it's just a big fat disappointment for them. Mm-hmm. So if you can imagine that I'm your student and I'm taking your online yoga class, for example, and I'm at my house and you require me to have like all kinds of bolsters and blocks and things that I don't have, and you're not giving an alternative for me, I'm going to feel like I can't actually complete the practice that you've designed. The same thing goes if you've designed a 90 minute or a 75 minute class, which are the standard length of classes in most studio environments. And then I don't have time to do that class. You're going to kind of leave me hanging, right? I'm going to get into it. I'm going to put on my yoga pants, my tank top. I'm going to set up, I'm going to start my practice. And then it's just, you know, minutes into that practice that I'm going to have to walk away and go pick up my kid from school or, you know, get dinner out of the oven. So I'm going to feel like that's a big letdown or disappointment. Now, if you are running a membership, which is a big model, business model in our industry, someone is less likely to stay in your membership if they're not getting the result that they were promised in the membership, which is the sort of like to complete, you know, regular practice. Like if you're only giving them 90 minute classes and that's basically impossible for them to do within the confines of their house and their home life, you're just sort of setting them up for disappointment. So they're less likely to continue to pay you for that.
Yeah, that's right. And I think, it's really hard to switch the thinking, you know, into like, what are they actually doing at home? Because so many teachers are focused on the, what am I teaching? What's the best way for me to get this across? And I also want to say that we are going to share the average in a second, but it's also okay if you go over. You do need to think about, what is the amount of time I need to do the best job, right? So if you're 5 minutes over or 10 minutes over, that's fine. We just don't want you wasting an hour built, you know, creating videos that are an hour over this average amount of time. What is it that you need to teach? Like, what's the minimum? I think that's maybe the best way to look at it. What's the shortest video you can create?
Yes. And obviously, like, pay attention to what your students are asking for. So, you know, there's always outliers to everything. So if we tell you to make your video a certain length, and that's what most people are watching, but you know that your population of students or clients behaves differently, then you do you. You teach to the needs of your business and your clients. But, you know, we're just here to give you some averages just to kind of normalize this. And I will say, Sandy, that I went through and I looked at like kind of the top few videos on our platform. There are certain people who like get a lot of views consistently every single month. And I was looking at what videos they have that are performing the best. And there's still a pretty significant drop off on those videos too. So it's not just like, oh, I'm failing because everyone's dropping off my videos. Like, no, even the most popular teachers on our platform are seeing this drop off.
Seeing a drop off. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
So
what's
the
average watch time? Yep. Say it.
Yeah. So it's just about 19 and a half minutes. So a 20-minute practice. If you're consistently creating 20-minute yoga videos, you're going to be doing just fine. Mm-hmm. I will say that this has actually been going up a little bit in the last couple of years, which is interesting. Like, we were sort of down kind of immediately post-pandemic to like a 17-minute and change average view time. And now we're at like 19 and a half minutes. So that's been an interesting fluctuation, I think, for
us. Pandemic.
Yeah. Since, I think, in the last 2 years. I mean, I go in and check this kind of stuff pretty regularly because, you know, that's my job to understand our industry and sort of what's working and what isn't. But historically, up until the pandemic, we were watching that because we started our platform, just so everyone knows. We had our first customers on the platform in 2014. So it's been a long time. So we had 6 solid years pre-pandemic of data. And so we were kind of seeing 18 down to 17, you know, kind of lower, which is really depressing as someone kind of watching society have a shorter and shorter attention span over time. But then in the last couple of years, we've seen it pick back up, which I think is a really positive sign for all of us in the wellness industry and all of us in the creator economy and sort of all of us as humans to see that maybe people can pay attention a little bit longer. Because 17 minutes is hard with a fitness or a wellness class, right? Or a yoga class. It's hard to get something good in that time. So I would say, if it were me and I were teaching yoga classes online, I would be optimizing for most of my content to be around that 20-minute mark. That way I'm ensuring that, you know, at least on average, I'm making something that people are likely to watch most of before they log off.
And it may mean breaking up some longer teachings, classes, lessons into parts, right? Instead of doing the whole over an hour kind of video. Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. So, and again, average is different than median. We don't need to get into that today. But if you are in the like 90 minutes is my jam kind of space, like maybe rethink that, because, you know, that's a really hard request of your students to ask them to engage in an online 90-minute class. And maybe you just save that for your in-person classes.
Right. But I think a lot of teachers like see that their clients aren't watching it, that the videos aren't getting watched. And then they're like, it's me, I'm not good enough. But it's actually just how people operate with online yoga at home.
I mean, if you think about it, I bet if we had access to the Netflix analytics, like people would be dropping off after 20 minutes on Netflix too. Like, I don't even think that this is just our industry. It's super interesting to me.
4 or 5 hour binge sessions on Netflix. Flake on the couch, don't move.
I would love to be on a fly on the wall in like the Netflix analytics room and just really know for sure. Cause I think people like probably click around. I think the idea that people are like sucked into what they're watching for hours and hours, unless it's like the Twin Flames documentary series or something. It's like people are unlikely, I feel like, to have the attention span to watch anything. And obviously those of you are watching this, many of you are watching this on social or on YouTube. And so our attention spans in these places, quick. So with that said, we should be signing off.
Let's wrap it up. So that's the average, about 20 minutes for videos. That's what you should be aiming for yoga. And if you want to...
This podcast is brought to you by Marvelous. Marvelous helps you build and sell your own courses, coaching programs, memberships, and digital products. Go from idea to open for business in just minutes. If you're looking for a simple, beautiful, custom branded platform to build and grow your online business, you can learn more at heymarvelous.com.